A new covenant. New being spelled G-N-U. A new covenant. The rumors once flying now settled into news. This was to be the world's first ocean cruise. Fashioned from gopher wood, sealed with pitch, the squatty, clumsy craft, now deemed seaworthy, though rudderless, could just as well end up in a ditch. Left unanswered is the question, who would be worthy or desperate enough to join the untested staff, circumnavigating in search of their likely epitaph? Some outing for a family without seafarer's blood, their only trait singled out as people who were good. Good? Good for what? Good for navigating stormy, aimless routes? Good for meditating troubled travelers' disputes? Good for sailing in a nameless skiff? Good for settling any creaturely tiff? Dispute and tiff were rife early in the voyage, originating from all the critters in the storage. Talk turned to what everyone knew, threatening mutiny among Noah's crew. From zebra, aardvark, caribou, and gnu, they all agreed on what they should do. Complaints soon came to the wizened master. This sea-bound trip seemed headed for disaster. Spokesbird for the offended parties, a precocious parrot, squawking about certain inalienable avian rights, and reciting the contentions of all the wayfarers' plights, namely, the inequity of the passengers' list. How could such an injustice be missed? We have been forced to leave our nests, our dens, our lairs, refugees in the wavering water, wilderness, abandoned but for prayers. Quiet, quiet, quiet. Let me explain, Noah began to impart. My instructions were clear right from the start. Two of each, two of each, Noah reported. Oh, no, no, cried his wife. The orders were distorted. Seven pairs of this, two pairs of that, we were told. How could they all fit and live in this humble hold? Indeed, the orders were most confusing. But that was not what the travelers deemed abusing. From their own perch and their own stall, they all agreed, 'tis not fair. One and all. Look at the fish, they cried with resentment, all swimming around with smug contentment. Dolphins in schools, diving, splashing, cavorting, as if our trip is just for frolic and sporting. Those aquatic creatures have left no home. They are free with their own kin to roam. Whales have their pods, trout their hover, sharks their shoal, seals their rookery, otters their romp, jellyfish their smack, eels their swarm, alligators their congregation. We have been uprooted, displaced, vagabonds of the sea. What justice in this tempest for us can there be? Noah, a slight bow in his shoulders, a slight bow toward the crowd, thanked. Yes, thanked the speakers for what they had said aloud. We all share the fate of this trip on this unlikely homemade rescue ship. Though, as you say, all is not fair, we now must work as one to make it square. I recommend a binding covenant, not multicolored or arced, nor in the air, yet relevant. When we disembark, let us make habitats flourish. That we, for those in need and want, may nourish with plenitude justice, mercy, and opportunity, a world rich in friendship and community. The new, with upturned horns, raised his nodding head and knew that what Noah had said was certainly true. The African beast added, "With all our skills and talents, we must work for a sustainable ecological balance." And then the canary was the first to sing. "Indeed, it is the just and righteous thing." Slowly, the creatures joined their growls, barks, and chirps in a dramatic act to form what was known as the Earth's first democratic socialist pact.